current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Sudan's Seesaw. The ongoing conflict in Sudan is one of the most painful and overlooked crises in the world today. Since fighting broke out in 2023 between the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces, millions have been displaced, cities like Khartoum have been heavily damaged, and basic necessities such as food, water, and medical care have become scarce. Families have been forced to flee their homes, often with nothing, while violence continues to spread. What began as a political struggle has now become one of the most humanitarian catastrophes affecting ordinary people who have little control over what is happening around them. To understand this crisis, we also have to look at the deeper history behind it. Sudan, like many countries in Africa and the Muslim world, has been shaped by decades of external influence. Colonial powers once controlled its land and resources, and even after independence, foreign interests have continued to play a role in shaping its political and economic direction. The key players, the United States, the United Kingdom, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, have played a major role in shaping what happened there. These outside pressures have often supported certain leaders, fueled divisions, and weakened the country's ability to build stable and independent institutions. As a result, Sudan has remained vulnerable to internal conflict and power struggles, where all players are prolonging the war in order to have control over the region. What makes the situation even more frustrating is that the sides involved in the conflict do not represent real change for the people. Leadership in Sudan has been marked by shifting alliances and power plays rather than clear principles. Figures who once stood together have turned against each other when it suited their interests. This constant switching of positions shows that the struggle is less about justice or the well-being of the population and more about control and authority. For many Sudanese civilians, it feels like there is no meaningful difference between the sides, only a continuation of instability and suffering. In the end, the crisis in Sudan reflects a much larger problem. It highlights what happened when a nation is trapped between internal power struggles and long-standing external influence. Progress cannot come from repeating the same patterns with different leaders. It requires a complete shift toward accountability, independence, and leadership that genuinely serves the people rather than outside interests. Without addressing these deeper issues, the cycle of conflict is likely to continue, leaving the future generation to face the same hardships. The real and only change they require is to once and for all reject the interference, block out all foreign help, and make matters and fate in our own hands. It is the Islamic Khilafah system that can allow and will allow Sudan to finally free itself from the shackles of the oppression, who use it as a chessboard, play and manipulate her, and cause the horrific crimes to the people. Only through justice of Allah's hukums and laws will we as an ummah be able to stand against the enemies, who for too long now have got away with way too much. Enough is enough. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us victory. Now it's about us to rise and fulfill our part.
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ.
Allah has promised those who believe among you and do righteous deeds that he will surely grant them succession, authority upon the earth. Surah Nur, Ayah 55. May Allah hasten the victory. Ameen. Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.